Teledyne expands Edmonton chip plant as Alberta targets high-margin niche in semiconductor supply chain. Alberta is making a calculated play for position in the global semiconductor supply chain, and the modest scale of its latest incentive reveals more about industrial strategy than the headline figure suggests. Teledyne MEMS is expanding its Edmonton manufacturing operations with CA$620,000 in provincial support, a fraction of the megadeals dominating North American chip subsidy headlines, but precisely targeted at a high-margin niche, microelectromechanical systems foundry services. The grant, disbursed through Alberta's Investment and Growth Fund, will fund wafer processing equipment, inspection systems, and automation infrastructure at Teledyne MEMS Edmonton facility. The plant serves optical MEMS, biomedical MEMS, inertial sensing, and industrial applications across telecommunications and miniaturized medical systems. Steve Bonham, plant manager at Teledyne MEMS, framed the expansion as confidence in regional talent and innovation infrastructure, thanking both the provincial government and Edmonton Global for continued support. Joseph Scow, Minister of Jobs, Economy, Trade, and Immigration, positioned the funding as part of a broader effort to close deals on high-impact projects that create skilled jobs and strengthen advanced manufacturing. The expansion reinforces Teledyne's long-term commitment to Alberta and its role in the semiconductor value chain. For institutional capital, the deal matters not for its size but for its strategic alignment. Alberta is carving out a niche in pure-play MEMS foundry capacity, a segment where supply constraints persist despite softening demand in consumer electronics. Teledyne MEMS operates advanced 150 and 200 wafer capabilities and serves automotive, industrial, medical, consumer, and communications verticals. Parent company Teledyne Technologies, New York Stock Exchange ticker TDY, is a diversified provider of digital imaging, instrumentation, and aerospace and defense electronics with operations concentrated in the United States, United Kingdom, Canada, and Western Europe. The MEMS foundry bet, small money, big leverage Canada's approach diverges sharply from the gigasubsidy model dominating U.S. CHIPS Act allocations and European Union semiconductor policy. At CA$620,000, Alberta's commitment is less than 1% of what peer jurisdictions deploy for memory or logic foundries. Yet MEMS foundries operate under different economics. Capital intensity per wafer start is lower, margin profiles are structurally higher due to customization, and customer switching costs are elevated. The result? Smaller absolute capital outlays can secure disproportionate competitive positioning. Teledyne MEMS competes in a market where design complexity, process expertise, and customer intimacy matter more than node leadership. The company's Edmonton facility already holds decades of process know-how, and the current expansion focuses on throughput and automation rather than next-generation lithography. That positions the plant to serve rising demand in industrial sensing and biomedical applications, segments where reliability and regulatory compliance trump bleeding-edge miniaturization. The broader context matters. While consumer electronics demand has cooled, industrial and medical MEMS applications are growing. Inertial sensors for autonomous systems, pressure sensors for medical devices, and optical MEMS for telecommunications infrastructure are all volume growth categories. Teledyne's diversified end-market exposure insulates it from the cyclicality hammering pure consumer-focused fabs. Compare this to the operational efficiency drive at 3M Co., where Chairman and CEO Bill Brown told analysts in July 2026 that the company's improved sales growth outlook, with organic sales up 3% in the first half versus 2.1% for all of 2025, reflected internal performance rather than macro tailwinds. Brown emphasized commercial and innovation excellence, noting that manufacturers are succeeding by focusing on internal execution and product launches rather than waiting for economic acceleration. Teledyne MEMS expansion follows a similar playbook. Incremental capacity additions targeting specific high-value applications rather than betting on broad demand recovery. Supply chain sovereignty meets industrial pragmatism. Alberta's semiconductor strategy aligns with a broader trend. Jurisdictions competing for manufacturing footprint are moving beyond megaprojects and targeting specialized segments. The province is not attempting to replicate Taiwan's semiconductor manufacturing company or Samsung foundry scale. Instead, it is securing participation in high-margin, lower-volume segments where geopolitical supply chain concerns intersect with technical barriers to entry. The logic mirrors developments in adjacent material sectors. Australia's scrap metal recycling industry, for example, has become a critical supplier to Asian manufacturing economies. Manhari Recycling, founded in 2007, and now generating approximately US $101 million in annual revenue, exports processed scrap metal to India, China, Southeast Asia, and Europe. Founder and CEO Matty Gupta described Australia as sitting on a mountain of recyclable metal that global manufacturing desperately needs, with scrap often returning as finished products and infrastructure. The parallel to MEMS foundry services is instructive. Both represent specialized processing capabilities that convert raw or semi-finished inputs into high-value intermediates for global supply chains. For Teledyne, the Edmonton expansion extends a footprint that already spans multiple continents. The company positions itself as a trusted pure-play MEMS foundry, offering design, prototyping, and high-volume manufacturing. The Alberta facility complements Teledyne's North American and European operations, providing geographic diversification that matters to customers managing supply chain risk. Market timing and demand durability, MEMS demand, is decoupling from broader semiconductor cyclicality. While memory and logic markets face inventory corrections and softening consumer electronics demand, MEMS applications in automotive safety systems, industrial automation, and medical diagnostics are structurally insulated. The secular drivers, vehicle electrification, factory automation, and aging demographics in developed markets all support sustained growth. Teledyne's diversified customer base spans telecommunications, industrial sensing, and biomedical applications. Optical MEMS for fiber optic switching and inertial sensors for navigation systems are both volume growth categories. Miniaturized medical systems, including implantable sensors and diagnostic devices, represent high-margin opportunities where regulatory approval timelines and quality requirements create customer stickiness. The expansion timing also reflects lessons from recent supply chain disruptions. Global LNG trade, for example, reached a record 437 million tons in 2025, up 6.3% year-on-year, driven by rising U.S. supply and new capacity from Canada and the Mauritania-Senegal project. Developers sanctioned 68.4 million tons per year of new liquefaction capacity in 2025, the highest since 2019, according to the International Gas Union's World LNG Report 2026. Yet the 2026 outlook faces uncertainty due to Middle East conflicts affecting Qatar and the UAE. The semiconductor industry learned similar lessons. Concentrated supply chains create vulnerability, and incremental capacity additions in stable jurisdictions command premium valuations. Capital deployment and strategic positioning for Teledyne Technologies, the Edmonton expansion represents disciplined capital allocation. The company is not betting on speculative demand inflections or unproven technologies. Instead, it is adding capacity in proven processes, serving established markets with visible demand pipelines. The provincial subsidy reduces payback risk and signals government commitment to to long-term industrial policy support. Alberta's Investment and Growth Fund explicitly targets high-impact private sector investment. The CA62000 commitment is structured to attract private capital rather than replace it. For institutional investors evaluating Teledyne Technologies, the deal provides several reads. First, management is confident enough in Edmonton facility utilization to commit incremental capital. Second, provincial support de-risks the investment and signals policy stability. Third, the expansion suggests Teledyne sees durable demand in the end, markets the facility serves. The funding model also contrasts with megaproject subsidies that often come with onerous local content requirements, employment mandates, and political visibility that constrains operational flexibility. A CA62000 grant for equipment and infrastructure upgrades is large enough to matter financially, but small enough to avoid heavy-handed oversight. That matters for a pure-play foundry, where process flexibility and customer-specific customization drive competitive advantage. The Plaquemium View Alberta's MEMS bet is a case study in strategic specialization. While peer jurisdictions chase logic and memory foundries with multi-billion-dollar incentive packages, Alberta is quietly securing position in a segment where capital efficiency, margin structure, and customer lock-in dynamics favor focused players over scale leaders. The CA62000 grant may rank as one of 2026's smallest semiconductor subsidies, but it targets one of the sector's most defensible niches. What institutional investors should focus on: MEMS foundries are not commoditized. Customer switching costs are high because device designs are tightly coupled to specific fabrication processes. Qualification cycles are long, particularly in automotive and medical applications. Once a device is in production, the economic and technical barriers to moving to an alternative foundry are prohibitive. That creates annuity-like revenue streams with limited pricing pressure. Teledyne MEMS benefits from decades of accumulated process know-how and an installed customer base across high-value verticals. The Edmonton expansion is about capturing incremental growth in existing relationships rather than chasing new logos. That is the right strategy in a market where trust, quality, and reliability matter more than cost per wafer. The broader implication: watch for more jurisdictions to target specialized semiconductor segments rather than competing head-to-head for leading-edge logic capacity. Power semiconductors, RF devices, photonics, and MEMS all offer opportunities for differentiated positioning without requiring the scale or capital intensity of advanced logic nodes. Alberta's approach, targeted subsidies supporting incremental capacity in proven processes, is a template others will follow. For Teledyne Technologies shareholders, the Edmonton expansion is a signal that management sees durable demand and attractive returns in MEMS foundry services. The provincial subsidy reduces capital cost and confirms policy support. Both matter for a business where long-lived assets and multi-year customer commitments define the investment case. The headline figure is small. The strategic positioning is not. The bottom line: Teledyne MEMS Edmonton expansion, backed by CA62000 in provincial funding, represents disciplined capital deployment in a high-margin semiconductor niche where supply constraints persist and customer switching costs are elevated. Alberta is not chasing megaprojects. It is securing participation in specialized segments where modest capital outlays buy disproportionate competitive advantage. For institutional investors, the deal confirms that MEMS foundry capacity remains a structurally attractive investment. Long customer qualification cycles, high switching costs, and diversified end-market exposure create defensible moats that matter more than raw scale. The CA62000 grant may be one of 2026's smallest semiconductor subsidies, but it targets one of the sector's best businesses. Watch for more jurisdictions to follow Alberta's playbook. Strategic specialization beats subsidy scale wars. Key figure, CA620000 provincial grant to Teledyne MEMS for Edmonton facility expansion, targeting wafer processing, inspection, and automation equipment upgrades.